You know, it's not like every single day I just love the opportunity to come in here and talk about all of the things that are going wrong in this country. I wake up in the morning and I look at my kids and I say, oh, it's really good news. Things are really bad today. They're only getting worse. It's great. Gonna have a lot of content. You see, the whole purpose of a platform like this is to work my way out of a job, to expose evil to the point where it can just absolutely no longer exist and be successful, to neutralize the enemy that has come against us, to get rid of big pharma, to get rid of Western medicine, the way that they murder people, to get rid of an occupation, to get rid of a complete infestation of every level of our government and all of the bureaucracies and in the Department of Education, to get rid of the perversion and the will of the Satan worshipers to go and target children for trafficking and molestation and rape and murder. To get rid of evil people that would wish to steer a storm, a weapon of weather, into a population of people so that they could be abandoned by the government that their television tells them that they can trust. To get rid of dual citizens. If people would just stop lying, this platform would serve no purpose at all. If the evil would just stop, this platform would cease to exist. But unfortunately, here we are, on another day, working to fight against evil. And it hasn't taken long for it to spread everywhere, including in Mexico. Talking about the installation of this Jewish-Mexican president called Claudia Sheinbaum. Are the Mexican people very well represented by a Jew? And now her administration has just launched a full frontal assault on the white Christian European origins of Mexico and the country's ancestral homeland of Spain. Sheinbaum was inaugurated just days ago. Already, she has issued a public statement demanding that the country of Spain apologize for its colonization and of the land that's now Mexico. She wants Spain to apologize for making it possible for the people of Mexico to exist. Except for her, of course, because she's not a Mexican at all. She's a Jew. It's very obvious what's going on here. Just like in America, where we have been deliberately debased from our ancestors, from the people who founded this country, who came here from Europe to establish a new Western Christian white civilization, Claudia Sheinbaum and her Jewish creditors at the global cabal that she's openly working for, they want to debase the people of Mexico from their Spanish origins, from their ancestors on the European continent. And really, they already have. Over the course of a century, they've already done that. And now they're just sticking the final dagger in anything remaining that might remind Mexicans of Spain and of their ancestors. You know, Mexico wasn't always a total shithole. And Mexican immigrants weren't always savages that had been pulled straight out of the jungle where the locals are descended from child-sacrificing tribes of cannibals. In fact, many Mexicans are white. Did you know that? Up to a third of the country's total population, according to many estimates, is white. Their ancestors were explorers and Spanish conquistadors, who, much like our ancestors, set out across the Atlantic Ocean in hope of expanding Christian civilization. So, of course, they're targeted. But unfortunately, there just were not enough of them. They never truly consolidated control over Mexico's territory, which is why it's never really taken off as a functional country. Couple this with the fact that Jewish commies dating back to Leon Trotsky, a Jew, and before, have taken up residence in Mexico and have engineered remote aboriginal populations against the white minority, which made up the Mexican ruling class, of course. And then you end up with a country that since the 1930s has been subverted into completely abandoning the white identity and telling its citizens that they're Mexican, a racial mixture of Spaniards and Mexican Indians. And now this idea has just gone so far that Mexico's Jewish president is completely disavowing the country's Spanish heritage, and her fellow governmental leftists are demanding that Spain apologize for ever colonizing the land that later became Mexico in the first place. Mexico wouldn't even exist if Spain didn't colonize. and at least try to give it a little dose of civilization. But you see, these people have been so twisted up by the subversive communist Jews who have been infiltrating their country that they don't even know who they are anymore. Does that sound familiar? And there are some very, very deep old historical motives for this Jewish vendetta against the Spaniards. It's nothing new. Way back in 711 AD, do your research, Spain was conquered by Islamic Moors from North Africa after a bunch of 8th century Jews opened up the gates of Toledo to Muslim invaders. It took more than 700 years for Christians to take the whole place back, and when they did, they actually expelled the Jews, making the start of the Spanish Golden Age, the very same year, 1492, that Christopher Columbus brought civilization and Christianity to the New World. So the Jews have hated the Spaniards for a really long time, and Claudia Sheinbaum is just the latest incarnation of that. And the symbolism here can't be ignored either. The Jews opened up the gates of Toledo in 711, and now in 2024, Claudia Sheinbaum and Alejandro Mayorkas, two Jews, are opening the gates of America. Some things just never change. These people travel the world victimizing everyone, and then they tell us that they are the biggest victims of all and that they should serve as the world's emotional compass. It's patently absurd. Speaking of doing your own research, one guy that does a whole lot of it is Dominic Michael Trippi. He joins us now. Dominic, the symbolism here can't be ignored. The tyranny here can't be ignored. And the fact that all of this points back to one group of people, which I don't pray every morning that I wake up and have to come and talk about Jews, but how do you get around it when it's right in your face everywhere you look?
Look, if there's ever been a question as to if there is a world Jewish conspiracy, let's just factor in that there is 130 million people in Mexico. That's the population. Only in between 40 and 50,000 of them are Jews. This is what we call a statistical impossibility. Certainly, it's not a representation of the Mexican people. And then you also factor in there was 30 candidates that were murdered by cartel members in order for this Claudia Sheinbaum to even ascend to this position. Then we've got this incredible immigration issue. And who do we have that runs immigration here in America? Jew Alejandro Mayorkas and HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. And who do you think is going to be working very closely with those organizations and with Mayorkas? This Jew Sheinbaum. It's getting to the point where, not to just go straight into the America's matters with Israel and all this other Jewish conspiracy things that are going on, but it's like, you know, we ask Israel to not have we ask them to do a ceasefire. They refuse. The very next day, we give them $8.7 billion. The very next day, they invade Lebanon, destroy Beirut. Then they invade Syria. Now they're going for Iran. Now the country that is directly bordering us to our south is being controlled by a hostile member of this same psychopathic group, Stu. So it's when people are beginning, you know, when people still like to give pushback and still say, oh, you're being anti-Semitic. No, that's BS. We're just talking about facts. And now these people are right in our back door, man.
I've had this affect me personally in so many ways. At first, it was my family. Yeah, you shouldn't be talking like this about these Jews. You shouldn't be talking like this about Israel. I mean, this is the Israel of the Bible, and these are Jews, these are God's chosen people. As they have listened, of course, and as they have done research, and as we have continued to, you know, internally, obviously, I'm working on this film, Occupied. And so I show my family certain things when I think that they need to see it. I will bring it to them and just say, here you go. Just take a look at this. Don't believe me. Listen to this. And so now over time, it's taken well over a year. They have come around like, oh, my God, there's really something to this. This is the synagogue of Satan that Jesus was talking about. But then you have like this pastor whose church I used to go to. Yeah, he rolled up in front of my house and like chastised me in front of my kids. He was yelling at me and screaming at me and damning me to hell and telling me, don't you dare ever tell anybody that you're a Christian ever again. And my kids were freaked out. You know, I mean, they're young. This is a pastor. Then he cornered me at a coffee shop in front of my sister when she was here visiting from Florida. This is just a couple of weeks ago, telling me that I was going to hell because of the things that I'm questioning and the criticisms that I have of the genocidal, mass murdering, pedophilic, homosexual, jab mandate, home of, you know, this secular nation state of Israel that was founded in 1948, which just timeline wise, I don't know how that could be the Israel of the Bible. And then now a guy that worked for the network doing voiceover work this morning called me to resign saying, you know, blessed are those who bless Israel. Cursed are those who curse Israel. I have a house full of sick kids because of what this network is doing. I have to go. And he resigned. Then you look on X, it's a whole different story. The people with the Israel flag ahead of the American flag or in the complete absence of the American flag. Like, what the hell is going on?
I mean, dude, like, they seriously, and I hate for it to just be this simplistic, but they just run the show. They run the show in every regard. And just when, you know, we think that we're making some advances, whether it be with free speech or whether it be with, you know, an America First political movement, they bring down the hammer right away. And it's just, that's why, you know, before the show, when I was discussing how I felt like it was one of the most discouraging times that we've dealt with, not to blackpill people, but I mean, what can we actually do to free ourselves from this Jewish death grip? Because that's what I feel that we're under. And no matter what area that we're talking about, whether it's giving aid to people that are literally dying and being left stranded in North Carolina, whether it's continuing genocidal war campaigns that do nothing to benefit America, it just seems that we are this country's and we are this group of people's. The American people are Jewish people's, and we're both so sick of it. And we're trying to plead out to anyone with a pair of ears to please just listen and understand there is plenty of factual pieces as to why we hold these feelings. And it's because they're 100% true and because we're patriots that want future generations of our country to succeed and have prosperity. And this is an obstacle to that. And if people don't wake up and understand, look, we don't have that much more time. World War III is knocking on the door, guys. Are we going to let these Jews literally destroy our freaking world? Because that's where we're coming to. And I apologize to be that blunt about it, but facts are facts. And we're standing at the precipice of one of the largest conflicts we've ever had. What happens if Israel really hits Iran hard? Russia feels compelled to respond.
Yep.
Russia has interests in Syria. They have oil ports and things of that nature in Syria. So what happens, you know, when they make one of these strikes and it kills a bunch of innocent Syrians and Russia feels compelled to defend their ally? Just like
I made
America
that prediction.
It
was
Israel.
Like weeks ago. Yeah, we're going to pimp Iran. We're going to get them going. We're going to gin up the hype of the American people, the approval to get into a kinetic confrontation. They're actually going to be cheering this on a full blown war with Iran because Iran is going to launch these unprecedented attacks into Israel, which obviously were acts of self-defense. That's going to provoke Russia. Vladimir Putin will have no choice. We've already reneged on every promise that we've made to not expand NATO further east, an alliance that was formed for one purpose, and that was to fight Russia. We let in Poland and Hungary and Romania and dozens of other countries. We have been pushing for Ukraine to get in. This is a proxy war. This is not a war between Ukraine and Russia. Vladimir Putin didn't just wake up one day and decide, ha, I'm going to be a war criminal, and I'm going to go and invade Ukraine. This is a proxy war being fought between NATO, the American war empire, the military-industrial complex, and Russia. We're at full-fledged war with Russia. Your television just hasn't told you that yet. The same thing is going on with Iran. And of course, Vladimir Putin has interest in protecting the interests of his people and putting the interests of his country first. That's nationalism. And that's not allowed here anymore. Because now what's allowed, and the only thing that's allowed, is international jewelry. Dominic Trippi, final words, 1 minute.
The most important thing that we can do is free ourselves from this disproportionate influence. People have to, all those political commentators out there, all of you guys that have the audacity to call yourself freedom fighters, if you don't address this, we don't want to hear from you. We know that you're subversive. We know that you're essentially controlled opposition. If you're not talking about this, it's bigger than everything else because they're running the decisions. They're choosing our path as a country. We have to speak out against it. The bigger the voice is, the more influential you are, the louder you should be. There's no more.
I see you as a long form sit down interview. There's a chair for you right here. We're going to fly you in. I want you to sit down because as much as you talk about, you know, I don't want to black pill people, I don't want to black pill people, there is a white pill. 109 other countries have found the white pill. We can be 110. Dominic Trippi, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
I hope Benjamin Netanyahu burns in hell. I hope him and his generals and the far-right government in Israel burn in hell.
We are looking for babies, but there is no babies left. Maybe I killed a girl, she was 12, but they're looking for a baby.
We'll do whatever we need to do to defend ourselves.
An investigation is underway into whether Israeli forces blowing up the main drinking water reservoir in Rafah constitutes as a war crime.
You cannot tell me to ever feel comfortable with 18,000 children being ruthlessly murdered.
Let me hear you cheer if you support Israel.
The Jews are everywhere. All the assistants of Trump, Jews. All the assistants of Sleepy Joe, Jews. Obama, Jews, everyone around there, Reform Jews, Conservative Jews, Chabadnik, this.
Today the Jews rule this world by proxy. They get others to fight and die for them.
Everyone who dares uttering a word of criticism against Israel is accused of antisemitism.
When I was very young, I was forced to participate in that, in which I had to sacrifice an infant.
And the purpose of sacrifice is to what? Is to bring you what? What are you sacrificing for?
For power.
Uh-huh. Power.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? You know, lately we've all been reminded how important it is to stay sharp, no matter how old we are. We can't just let the years slow down our mental game, whether you're 35 or 85. Now you can choose to be at your best. And if you've noticed that your brain feels a bit foggy as you age, it's time to clear those mental cobwebs. And I can't think of a better or more delicious way to do that than by having my daily dose of Mushroom Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. Mushroom Breakthrough packs a powerful punch. It has four cognitive boosting mushrooms: lion's mane, chiaga, cordyceps, and reishi, plus collagen for extra brain support. Lion's mane in particular can increase the levels of BDNF, a protein that helps brain cells to grow, and that's crucial for learning and memory, which typically decline as we age. It's like fertilizer for your brain cells. On top of these incredible benefits, it also tastes delicious. All three flavors are absolutely amazing. So give Mushroom Breakthrough a try and feel the difference. Head over to bioptimizers.com/stewpeters and then use the promo code stewpeters to get your Mushroom Breakthrough with 10% off. Your future self will thank you. Go to bioptimizers.com/stewpeters and use the promo code stewpeters at checkout.